When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, let's see then. It's either record a new episode of the Nerd Talk podcast or take a compliance training. I mean, it's important, but I'd much rather make jokes about space.
Nerd Talk, yeah!
The most torrented TV show of last year came down to a race between three. Westworld and The Boys were both topped by a cameo-crazed season of Star Wars The Mandalorian. Ooh, I hope next season features Samuel L. Jackson's severed hand. Cool. Great Britain is planning on sending a robot spider craft to the moon in hopes of exploring lava tunnels this summer. Creepy. It'd be the first time they've landed anything on our lunar neighbor, and the first time a legged robot would wander a distant space rock. Also, it's only got four legs, so it's not a proper arachnid, okay? And finally, Italy's gonna fix up the Colosseum. They plan to build a new operational floor to cover the old cave and tunnel system below, and maybe host some fancy concerts in the future. The Colosseum was once home to gladiators killing one another and fighting exotic animals, chariot races, executions, and of course, Bruce Lee kung fu karate fighting Chuck Norris.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Fun fact about me, I studied classical art and architecture in college because I hated media arts, which I started with. I went to the University of Arizona in Tucson, Arizona. It'd be like going to, this is a hard comparison, Wazoo is like the University of Arizona to UW being the Arizona State University. I know it's kind of backwards like that, but the big city is Phoenix, where ASU is. Oh, what an awful school. Great journalism department. And then people who are cool and get it and like fishing and mountains and weed and stuff like that, well, they go to Flagstaff, Northern Arizona, the equivalent of Bellingham, and Western Washington. There you go. That's more about education than you needed to know. The important part, though, is that I spent a long time studying the Roman Colosseum and other Roman things, and I remember almost none of it, except for the Colosseum was built, I believe, in four different sections by four different architects. And so it doesn't have continuity, and problems obviously would come from that. Now, I made a joke in there about Bruce Lee fighting Chuck Norris, and that was in one of the Dragon movies, which Bruce Lee Colosseum... Way of the Dragon. Okay, that's the one. And he had to get Chuck Norris to agree to lose since Bruce Lee is the hero of the movie and Chuck Norris has to be the bad guy. But in a sense of pride, Chuck Norris didn't want to fight and lose. They had to make it a really brutal fight scene right there in the Colosseum. Very strange. Way back in 1972. I'm on artsandculture.google.com, you know, where everyone goes for arts and culture. Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris fight in the Colosseum in the film Way of the Dragon. This fight sequence is considered legendary in martial arts cinema. Okay. Is this the one? Is Way of the Dragon the one that has two names, like Return of the Dragon and Way of the Dragon? I can't remember. Now I got to do my dragon research. Ooh, what a good problem to have. So if I asked you what you would want NASA to do, to focus on, other than shooting a rocket to Uranus, cheap shot, rather than that, what would you tell them you wanted to do? I actually want them to shoot a rocket to Uranus. I would love to study the exterior ice giants and see what they're all about. Which one is the more boring one? Is it? I think Uranus is more boring and Neptune is actually the cooler one. However, Uranus is the one that's on its side, right? Like there was some sort of crazy collision and it spins on its side, like perpendicular to how all the other planets spin, including its ring going that way too. Some sort of massive major collision early in our solar system's history. Crazy. Anyway, so that's obviously where I want NASA to focus, but it turns out that NASA is, they aspire to do things like that, but just the humans of the country want something else. Idiots. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Reading here at Scientific American that a Pew Research poll says Americans would prefer that NASA focus on climate change and detect Earth-smashing asteroids, not so much on us going to Mars or the stupid moon. Guess I'm in the minority then. But also believe if we're ever going to find Wookiees, we got to get out there and look. I don't even care if I'm allergic. Boston Dynamics, the people that make the creepy robots that are definitely going to be used by the government soon to kill the bad guys. Oh, they're trying to humanize the robots, this time by making them dance. Yes, it's obviously better at it than I am, but no, that's not why I hate them. It does look like something Mega Man would fight as a boss, though. And finally, a volcano in the Caribbean has come back to life, and massive congrats to NASA for finally awakening West Side Godzilla. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! After a long break and some time off, I feel worse than ever. Glad to be here, though. Thanks for listening.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.